My name is Cody Lee. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior at BHS. And I would like to start off by thanking the Burlington Police Department for coming out here today and keeping an eye on us. And I just want to say that we appreciate what you do every day, and we can't thank you enough for that. And I'd also like to thank everyone who came out today and used this opportunity to exercise your liberties. It's really great to see a group of people standing up for what they believe in, regardless of whatever that is. Now, I'd like to clarify what me and the group that I represent intentions are here today. We are not here to perform a counter-protest or blockade Margie or anyone in her group from saying or doing anything that they see fit. We are here to let the public know that BHS has a large amount of students who support the preservation of the Second Amendment. We're here to show the public that there are still young adults out there who are not afraid to say that guns are not the problem. I was raised under the impression that it was wrong to reap the benefits of something and not do your part to protect it. I hope we all were. And I reap the benefits of the Constitution every single day of my life, as do each and every one of you. In fact, it's the reason why we're all able to gather here today. And if we sit here and use it to our advantage, but don't do what we need to do to protect it, we are simply not fulfilling our duty as an American citizen. Which is why I stand up here today, defending the Second Amendment. Not because I love guns, but trust me, I do. But because I love the fact that we are able to do what we are doing here today. I love the fact that I'm entitled to all the same liberties as everybody else in America. I'm up here defending the Second Amendment because I love the Constitution. And it's my duty to protect it if I'm going to use it every single day. And when looking at that old piece of paper that gives us the liberty to do what we're doing now, you don't have to look very far down to read, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Meaning the right to own and operate guns appropriately is just as much of the right to speak freely. The right to own and operate guns appropriately is just as much as a right to walk out the cafeteria doors, march down West Avenue, and come out here and speak our mind. They're equal. They're both our liberty. Now, I ask you to ask yourself, what if you were denied the opportunity to come down here today? What if the school board or the city council or the state government said, no, we can't allow you to do that. We've had too many problems with it in the past, so sorry, but you're going to have to stay in school. Imagine your frustration, imagine your anger, that such a simple liberty has been denied to you, even though you have the best intentions in mind. Now I ask you to compare that to somebody being denied the right to own a gun. We've already established that it's just as much as a liberty to do what we're doing here today. So I ask you, why should anybody be denied either liberty? The answer is simple. We should not be denied either liberty. And as long as there are people who march down West Avenue and come out here to support the right to bear arms, nobody will be denied that liberty. Now, I'd like to clarify that not for a second am I saying that Margie and anybody that she represents is anti-gun. This is absolutely not an us versus you topic. We are just simply down here to speak highly of guns when a topic concerning guns is being so heavily discussed. Now, personally, I believe the Second Amendment gives people the proper means to protect themselves and their loved ones in an unpredictable world. And I feel safe with my liberties protected and guns in the hands of people I trust. But we are all here today with one goal, proper school safety. So by all means, let's get together, let's talk, let's put a plan together and let's end these sick random acts of violence. But by all means, do not mess with my liberties. Thank you.